and the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, the sun is coming out, you might say that, well, it looks like the weather is what?
Fair enough.
Okay. And what, have you got a word for a really hard rain? It just, it doesn't last very long, but it really does rain hard for a while.
Boys, it's pouring down out there now.
Okay. Okay, any other words about a, would you be more likely to say a downpour or a pour down?
It's a downpour out there now.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything like a goose grounder or a gully washer?
I've heard it called gully washer.
Is that right? What about any other words like that that you remember?
Oh.
You'd probably just say a downpour or a pour down, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, now here's that one that I mentioned. What do you call that shelf over a fireplace, did you say?
Mantelboard.
Okay. And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in there?
Block.
Okay, and if they're iron, if they're made out of iron and you put logs across in the fire, in the fireplace.
Fire dog.
Okay. And what do you call the little pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay. And if it's a particularly rich piece of wood.
Yeah, it's got to be fat where it catch quick.
Yeah. What do you call those that are really, really fat, really rich?
Splinters.
Okay. Well, both of them splinters?
Yes.
Okay. You ever say kindling around here?
What? Well, you can call it either one, kindling or splinters, either one.
Yeah. What did somebody else say?
Fat lighter.
Do you ever say fat lighter? I've heard that too.
Yeah, it's called fat lighter.
Yeah. I never heard of fat lighter to home. I heard of kindling's the only one I'd ever heard of. Okay, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in the corner of the room, say? You know, it's built in, say, the sign.
Call it shiver over, don't you?
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else? What about if you can move it around like a piece of furniture? If anybody else thinks of another idea that y'all might use where I say it. Is a shiver robe, does it have drawers on one side of it, or is it...
They're made of both ways.
Okay.
Some of them does, some of them don't.
Okay, some of them just straight hanging.
That's right.
Okay, what about, you ever say a wardrobe?
Yes, ma'am.
Or a closet? Is there a difference between those two words around here? No? No? But you, if you're going to hang up your clothes, you'd say, I'm going to go hang it up in the...
wardrobe.
Okay. I think I heard you mention them before. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house, you know?
Well, that board on the outside of a house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's... Oh, you can't call it lapping the board over.
You know, what's the names of those planks done like that? You say a house is built out of...
Out of boards, side boards.
Yeah.
Siding.
I thought you said something about weather...
Weatherboarding,
okay. And the place outside like this is called... where you go and sit with chairs is called a...
A porch.
Okay, do you remember any other old words that anybody used to call it in an old house a long time ago? Anything else besides a porch?
I don't.
Yeah. I
remember, it's always been called a porch.
Okay. Have you ever heard one called a veranda?
No.
No? Okay, any difference if it's on the front side of the house or the back?
No.
Is this front porch or back porch?
It's front porch or the back porch one.
Okay, what
That's
about...
That's what's got a shelter over
Okay,
there.
What about if it doesn't have a roof over it? It's just a place where you can walk out the door, you know?
Well, just, it'd just be a flat out there.
Just a flat. A what?
Patio.
A little patio? Okay, is that more like paved?
Mm-hmm.
Would you? That's a newer word, though, isn't it?
No.
I don't think you. I think that's a newer word. You probably
is
old.
Veranda an older word?
I don't know.
I think it's a Spanish word, isn't it?
Veranda, maybe so.